Now, British actor John Cleese, best known for his role in the legendary comedy group Monty Python, will be the face of a new campaign by the Czech Olympic Committee to promote the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. The comedian spent 5 days in Prague last week shooting video clips to be aired by Czech TV, in which he will present some of Britain's icons in a most unusual setting. Jan Richter has the details.
At the 3,000-meter steeplechase for people who think they're chickens. There's Samuelson of the United States, and over there is Kamal to give his...
Nearly 40 years ago, the British comedy group Monty Python presented a worldwide sporting event in their 1972 sketch Silly Olympics. In it, John Cleese portrayed one of the competitors in the 3,000-meter steeplechase for people who think they're chicken. This time, the English actor and Monty Python co-founder John Cleese plays a different, if still less than serious, role. He will be the face of a new media campaign by the Czech Olympic Committee to promote the London Olympics. After the shoot wrapped up, Mr. Cleese described what his new role entailed.
I'd been asked as a sort of representative of the old Britain. I thought of a joke the other day, which is to have a film start, and you think, where is this? Is this the Lebanon? Is it Rio? You know, is it Cleveland? And it turns out to be London. And then somebody walks into shop wearing a bowler hat. And you go, ah, London, yes. And then somebody shouts, cut. And the guy in the bowler hat is, of course, in a movie. Because you don't see people in bowler hats in London anymore.
Mr. Cleese's idea has apparently not made the final cut. In the clips that did, he will be enlightening Czechs about some of Britain's greatest inventions, such as tea, the red phone box, the miniskirt, and others. But the British comedian did add some ideas of his own.
We changed two of them. There were two that just didn't work, but fortunately we were able to get ideas to use the basic setup but with a different punchline. For example, there was something about rain and umbrellas and pole vaulting that didn't work, and I suggested that the athlete who appears should actually be using a large umbrella to do the pole vault. So that sort of brought it together. It was a very simple idea.
John Cleese is promoting the Summer Olympics in London, where he lived for many years, but probably won't have a chance himself to see any of the events next summer. He now lives in the United States and is not planning to return to London for some time.
No, I'm in a very strange situation, but I will tell you that because of the tax thing, tax situation in London, and because I have to pay this enormous alimony every year of $1 million, I've discovered that if I live in London, which I was intending to do, I have to earn $2 million before I keep a penny. That's quite a lot. So I'm not going to be living in London, and the result of that is that for at least a year I'm hardly allowed to go back there at all.
The Monty Python group ridiculed sports in many sketches, including Silly Olympics, the Twit Race, and others. But John Cleese, who apparently did well at boxing and cricket in his youth, was also an avid spectator of athletics.
I've always loved sports, but somehow over the years I got more interested in ball games and not so interested in athletics. I used to watch the athletics obsessionally. And one of the problems about getting so old is you have seen it all so many times before. You know, I can remember the 1948 Cup Final. I can remember the 1953 Wimbledon men's singles final. So after you've watched this many, 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 many years, it all becomes a little bit familiar. It's a little bit like comedy because you just simply get to know all the jokes.
The Czech Olympic Committee plans to first air the clips featuring John Cleese on Czech TV in October and will run them until the end of the London Summer Olympics in August 2012.
Jan Richter there reporting on a new campaign which is being headlined by the great British actor and comedian John Cleese.